Let's hear now from another storyteller in our Arizona Storyteller Series. We record the live storytelling events created by the Arizona Republic, and then we share them with you here. In Phoenix, the storytellers share their stories about our community or about the life events that shape them. Megan Finnerty is the creator of the series, and here she is with our latest storyteller.
Several years ago, Melissa Dunmore enrolled in an intensive Farsi language class and Persian club at ASU. One night after Persian club, her boyfriend didn't pick her up as promised. And when her calls went unanswered, she took a cab home and found her boyfriend passed out on the couch with empty liquor bottles on the floor. Since she was locked out of the house, Melissa crawled over the backyard wall.
I entered through the sliding glass door and back and berated him for being so selfish. I was on my way upstairs when he swung at me, hitting me in the jaw like a wrecking ball. He then proceeded to choke me until I nearly lost consciousness. After he finally let go and crawled into the other room and passed out again, I called my mom, who insisted she was coming to get me despite my garbled insistence that all I wanted to do was go to sleep. Later, I found out I had been in shock. My stepdad and mom pulled into the driveway to find me sitting there, holding my little white dog, Toby, with a swollen jaw that made me look like Quagmire from Family Guy. My stepdad convinced me to call the police. And through tear-streaked vision and more pain than I have ever felt, I dialed. He was arrested, and the police urged me not to go back to him. So did the doctors and the social workers I would have to navigate for nearly a year afterwards. I was a shipwreck, lost in a sea of sadness, regret, anger, and pain. I spent countless hours floating on my back in my parents' pool, wanting the ringing in my ears, ache in my jaw, and trembling in my body to stop. I had to move back in with my parents. My parents are dear and sweet beings who accommodated my everything from spontaneous bouts of weeping to my seeming narcolepsy to opting for liquid meals in solidarity with me, like strawberry smoothies, creamy hummus, and soup. One day in particular, about 3 weeks after all this happened, I perked up because I heard the ice cream truck. We went outside and my stepdad purchased two Magnums. They have this dark chocolate shell and there's vanilla ice cream inside. I opened my mouth to take a bite and found that I couldn't. It was excruciating to try. And I began to sob, right there in the street. Is there anything more pathetic than a grown woman crying in the street because she can't eat her ice cream? It's okay to laugh. It's really bad. It was awful. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, people said. I didn't believe them. There was only this murky, viscous hurt, this languid lethargy that wouldn't let me go. But slowly, I regained my ability to first chew and then digest what had happened to me. I began to feel like my old self again, except, in fact, stronger. I know now that you can take giant steps backwards and you can crumble and be rebuilt by those that love you most. Thank you.
Melissa Dunmore is a community development specialist at Southwest Human Development. You can hear more stories like this at our next night of live storytelling. To learn more about the Arizona Storytellers Project or how to participate in one of our upcoming nights, visit storytellersproject.net.
That's Arizona Storytellers creator Megan Finnerty. And the next storytelling event is tonight at the Desert Botanical Garden. We'll bring you more stories from these local events, and you can hear more at storytellers.kjzz.org.